Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play, play. And we danced like a wave on the ocean romance. We were liars. That's the Hooters bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate in my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Or you can go to jimblasingame.com and see all my books. You can check those out there, and I appreciate it very much. We have John Deeney with us today. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of a number of books, and we've been talking to him about the transition process, but we somehow the wonders of telephonic technology are working against us. We lost him. He was just here just now, and we lost him. We're trying to get him back on the line. But what we he and I've been talking about is this transition of your business from your ownership to somebody else's ownership. And all we're talking about here, folks, is all I'm trying to get you to do is start thinking about it. Just bring it into the realm of possibility. If you know nothing happens, if you think about your career as a business owner, you'll remember that whatever it was that you're doing, whether it was starting the business to begin with, John Deeney, thanks again for being here. I was just talking about everything that happened to you as a business owner, whether it was starting it. The very first thing you thought about starting a business, to deciding which products to offer, deciding whether to hire a second person, buy another truck, change banks. Everything began with an idea in your head. And what I'm saying, John, about this transition process is just start letting the idea be in your head, because it's like taxes. It's that other thing. It's inevitable. You're going to go out head first or feet first, one way or the other. And if you're a type, if you're type high D, double A, like most of us are, you want to be in control of that puppy. I want to be in control. I'm in control of where I am right now, John. I want to be in control of where I'm going. What do you think?
Absolutely. Although for many of us, that's a bit of a fantasy, I think. But
no, you can. Well, no, we're talking about controlling the transition. I want to be kicking and taking names in this transition.
Yes.
And knowing that transition means there's something different on the other end.
Right. And if something unexpected comes along, if a train's coming towards you, you want to know whether you want to jump left or right.
Yeah.
You want to know which side of the tracks your future is on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, considering it is just, how would I get out? What do I want this company to look like when I'm not here? Do I want somebody else? Do I want a competitor running it? Do I want somebody from the outside coming in and offering me money and probably I'm taking at least partially a note? Do I accept that? Because I tell you what, Jim, the fantasy is in 5 years somebody will come along and write me a check that will fund my retirement.
Right, right. They'll hand me $1 million a cashier's check.
Right. And that's only happening in 20% of the cases. In the other 80%, either you're financing it or your employees are taking you out or you're passing it on to family or you're closing down.
Or you're just locking the doors up and walking away and doesn't exist anymore. Well, all the things you built doesn't exist. That's most of the cases, isn't it?
80%. 80% is not selling to a third party.
But how many, what's the percentage you just lock up? Half?
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows because nobody tracks that. I mean, the FBA says 2 million small businesses close a year. But a lot of those are no employee businesses. Somebody opens
right.
up a company.
Oh, yeah.
Tries to do something.
Well, there are 20 million, of those. So who knows what that number
mm-hmm.
is.
Right. And so, a huge percentage of the businesses that close down are not employing people.
What's the first step employees. On this transition? After thinking about it, I say, okay, I've thought about it. I think that, you know, I hate to admit it, but Blasting Game's right. I thought about it. I guess I probably should take the first next step beyond thinking about it. What is that?
I think the first step is financial. I mean, you've got to be thinking about your life after. But
it's how you started. But, you build a business model with the financials, and you build a narrative around it. That's how you started.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. And we call that distance to goal. You know, I'm here now. This is what I want, or this is what I need. Hopefully you've gone to an intelligent financial planner that can give you some realistic estimates. And you say, okay, this is how far away I am. Can I get there with this business?
Right.
B, do I get there by saving cash flow, or am I going to be dependent on a sale price at the end? And how long is that going to take me to get to the level where that works?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, for
well, it can also be, John, I've got to make my – if I'm going to sell to somebody, if I'm going to make it attractive to somebody who I don't even know who they are, they may not come along, but I'm going to be ready if they do. If I'm going to make my financials look like something they would be attracted to, how many years of operating in that mode is it going to take me to get there? 1 year, 2, 3 years, 5 years? That's another distance to go, isn't it?
At least three. At least three if you want anybody to trust your numbers.
Yeah.
Five is better.
Right.
Now, a lot of accountants will tell you, if you're planning on selling the company, stop taking all those little benefits you take for yourself to make your bottom line look better.
Right.
That's not necessarily true. As a broker or intermediary, they're going to add that back. They're going to say, hey, you know, he has a car and it's a Mercedes-Benz,
right,
and the business doesn't need a Mercedes-Benz. We'll add that back. So some of that stuff you can explain without
getting... I'd also like to encourage people... This is one thing, John. I know you teach people this in all your work. JohnDeeney.com, by the way, and is the website. John, what's the other one, quickly?
YourExitMap.com. Lots of free tools.
That's it.
Quick
break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.